This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm Jenny Rose. This is a story about how church attendance is declining in the United States. But interestingly, according to a recent study, tithing and giving have not decreased. How is this possible? Stay tuned to find out.
Hello again, everyone. It's Steve Green, and I want to talk to you one more time about the Christian Community Credit Union's low-rate home loans. It's a little bit different product, and maybe you haven't thought about using a Christian organization to fund a loan for your home or to just make a change by refinancing. It's a great time to do it. Rates continue to drop, and home equity lines of credit are available for you right now. For this limited time, you won't have to pay any closing costs. I want to say that again because that's rare. You will not have to pay any closing costs to refinance your home. And you're going to get a free 8-piece culinary set so you can cook dinner in your new home, your newly financed home. You can just go out there and cook dinner with an 8-piece culinary set. I'm in. Send me my knives. I'm ready to go. When you bank with Christian Community Credit Union, your money helps churches and ministries thrive. You see, that's the importance of this organization. You can get loans anywhere. Lots of banks will refinance. But here, you're contributing to a ministry, to a church organization that's here to help churches and help ministries. So don't miss out on this great rate for a new member welcome certificate. For more details, you can visit mycccu.com/CPN. Here it is again. Don't forget the /CPN because that lets them know that we're helping them out. So here's the website, mycccu.com/CPN. And if you want to do it the old-fashioned way and talk to somebody, they're there ready to talk to you, 800-347-CCCU. And ask for extension 4445. I just like saying fours. 4445. You won't forget that now. 1-800-347-CCCU, extension 4445. Each account is insured up to $250,000. By our members' choice, this institution is not federally insured. Christian Community Credit Union is an equal opportunity lender. And they have a free book. You heard it here on the Green Lines podcast. There's a free book, Managing God's Money by Randy Alcorn, when you open an account and become a member. Would you call them today or visit their website? This is mycccu.com. Christian Community Credit Union. They have a deal for you and no closing cost. God bless you.
Every so often, you'll hear a church leader talk about how fewer and fewer people go to church nowadays. Well, they may be right. Several studies show that church attendance is decreasing in the United States, especially among young people. But interestingly enough, one study shows that despite the decrease in church attendance, giving in church has not gone down. A new nationally representative study from the Lake Institute on Faith and Giving at Indiana University's Lilly Family School of Philanthropy finds that church's revenue isn't going down like you might think. The study, according to Religion News Service, surveyed more than just churches. It also included synagogues, mosques, and other houses of worship. Overall, they found that 48% of congregations actually saw an increase in revenue. 35% saw a decrease, and 17% said their revenue remained the same. The median annual income for a congregation is $169,000 in 2017. This revenue news is surprising because participation remained flat. The study found that Roman Catholic churches faced the biggest difficulties. More than half of their parishes were declining in size and revenue over the last 3 years. Mainline Protestants are doing a little bit better. Their participation was still flat, but 48% of them reported growth in revenue. But by far, white evangelicals and black Protestants are finding the most success. about 62% of African American congregations reported an increase in participation, and 59% reported increases in revenue. So why is attendance going down but not revenue? Lake Institute Director David P. King says the answer is complicated, and it depends on which church you're looking at. One reason could be that fewer congregants are shouldering the financial burden, and they're not the ones leaving. Or it could be that congregations are finding alternative sources of income to make up for the loss in members. Other churches reported revenue coming from donors or one-time gifts. Sociologist Brad Fulton tends to believe the first reason is the most likely one. He says this: the people who are really committed tend to give a lot more. If you remove the people who don't give much, the average amount per person is going to go up. The study indicates that Fulton is right. In 92% of congregations, passing the tithes and offering plate still provides the majority of their income. There's a lot more that this study showed, so to learn more about it, go to charismanews.com and read the article called "Surprising Study: Church Attendance is Declining, But This Religious Act Has Not." Keep tuning in to the Charisma News Podcast. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Story. This is Jenny Rose. Join me for another news story every weekday. God bless you.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.